Gotcha!
Welcome to Foster's Podcast.
Oh, no!
We're not sponsored by your beverage, so I don't know why you have it in the shop.
Are you talking about my crisp peach pear sparkling water LaCroix? That's delicious.
That's not how anyone drinks things.
Yeah, like in the commercials, you have to get like at the...
But you have to turn to the side.
Oh, yeah. It labels out.
And then you turn to the side and take the sip, and then you look back at the camera.
Ding! This doesn't make any sense for the people who are listening to it via audio, though.
It doesn't.
Because I don't think I'm going to post the video of me drinking. Well, I don't know. I reached out to them. I reached out to them and see if they would sponsor me, and they said I didn't have enough followers. I was like, for water? Like, you know what I mean? Just sponsor my stupid career.
For water.
Give me money. So after every night on stage, I've been telling people to follow me so LaCroix can
there
sponsor
you go.
Me.
Can sponsor.
Oh my gosh.
Well, here's hoping. Mm-hmm. One day.
If you're listening to this, LaCroix, I'm enjoying a nice peach pear sparkling water beverage. You're like,
doesn't sound bad. Gross.
That's like the audio. Did you know about that? Have we talked? We haven't talked about it on the show for sure. And we haven't talked about that yet, but there's this thing called, oh my God, what's it called? It's,
I don't know. You haven't said it
you
yet.
You know what it is, though. It's like really popular right now. It's like the big black woman who like eats the pickle into the microphone.
Oh, you know? ASMR.
See, I knew you would know. Dude, somebody showed me that and I was like, so creeped out for like a very long time. People were like, she's got like millions of views.
Right.
She could probably get sponsored by LaCroix.
Yeah.
She's got millions of views and she just eats stuff into a microphone and
right.
People put like headphones on.
Right.
And I don't think it's not sexual, is it?
I think it's supposed to be. But I don't know.
Mm.
Apparently the sounds will cause like a physical reaction. I won't say that it's sexual, but I believe that the sounds cause a physical reaction.
That is so, like I'm like
I don't get it.
I usually like really PC on this show and I tiptoe around everyone's kinks and I'm just like, you know, whatever you're into. I have to draw the line.
That's a no with that?
I have to say no on that.
Hmm.
Pickle into the microphone.
Yeah.
And you're just some dude's like sitting in his basement like,
but
no!
I don't mind, like, that's one thing, but the one that really gets me is when the people are talking with the voice into the microphone. And they're like reading like audiobooks with that particular voice. I'm like, ah! Please, no. Please,
what
no.
is the opposite of an erection? That's what I would get. That is terrible.
Everything just folds.
It just goes inside. Oh my God. No way.
Yeah.
There's one, someone was telling me there's one like that they people get off on like balloons popping.
Yeah.
Where they have like parties and people wear diapers. And I was literally on a podcast last week and they talked about it. They wear diapers.
Okay.
They're not the people on the podcast. We were just talking about weird fetishes. Diapers and they pop balloons.
Okay.
And everyone comes, I guess. I don't know. Like, it's just, I don't know how you get that from here to... We're 3 minutes into this episode. It's already gone so far off the rails.
Okay. These were none of the things on the list to discuss
today.
I had
a list of things I wanted to talk about and none of them involved.
That was not any of them.
Sometimes okay. Christy and I like meet before the show, like, what should we talk about today? We're like, I don't know, maybe something will come out, and this is what happens when we don't pre-plan. Just balloons and pickles. Mm.
Yikes.
Remember when like pickles and cucumbers would be like the sexual, like,
right,
but not the sound of eating them. Like, that's how that's,
right.
We have so many options now. Yes, like, we have too many options now that now the sound of something that used to be dirty
right.
is now dirty.
Right. Well, I get like the this physical thing looks like this physical thing, but
yeah.
Then if that is sexual, then how is like the view of someone like, you know what I mean? Like molaring down on a...
Apparently like it's a whole thing. If you guys don't believe
yeah.
this, you've never heard of this before, which I hadn't, look it up. It's called ASR.
A- a- ASMR.
ASMR, it's like audio sensory
right.
something something.
Right.
And it's a whole thing. And right. it's a couple of people who do stuff into like microphones, whether they're like eating or like eating soup
right.
or whatever.
But it's the sound version of like, you know, like those like satisfying videos where people will like... whatever, like, cut into Play-Doh or whatever.
I don't know
or,
this.
Like, it's the same thing, but it's, like, I don't think there's any sexual connotation. It's just a sensory thing.
Uh-oh.
But people will watch, like, videos of people, like, I don't know, putting combs through different colored paints or whatever. And, like,
okay.
the visual of it.
The
like,
visual
is,
like, stimulating.
It's, like, a very satisfied, like,
yeah,
you
yeah,
feel
yeah.
satisfied.
Yeah, I'm okay with
cutting
that.
Cutting Play-Doh or whatever.
Listen to some chick eat her lunch. What a great racket for her, because she probably gets money off views, right?
Oh.
Like, paid sponsorship.
Oh my goodness.
She probably does live appearances. it's just her at the fair eating a pickle. Oh, God. Dude, she'd probably sell out more rooms than I would right now.
Yeah.
Like, if they're like, oh, we could book Justin
yeah.
Foster, oh, but there's the lady who eats popcorn.
Pickle lady.
Yeah.
yeah.
She would do two shows on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
That is crazy to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of nuts.
She could do live, so she's getting money. She probably works, like, some cubicle, right? And would just, like, on her lunch break go and record herself, like, eating
yeah.
a pickle, and it just exploded.
Yep. Yep, because the acoustics in, like, her office bathroom
right.
were
right,
good.
Right. Guys, stop being so weird. Please. Stop.
But she just bought a new house
her,
for herself and her parents.
I have no problem with her. She's doing whatever.
You know what
she's
I
like,
mean?
She's getting her hustle on. I'm not going to knock her. She's just trying to hustle. The people that are doing...
Funding
that are,
this.
Stop. Stop being so goddamn weird all the time. You don't need to put on diapers and pop balloons. You know what I mean?
I mean...
Like, what's wrong with regular stuff?
I mean...
I'm gonna get backlash for this. Justin, you're so close-minded,
right,
you live in LA,
who's to
like...
say what's regular?
Right. I can tell you what's irregular.
Okay. Okay.
Beating off to Pickle Woman while wearing a diaper. I don't know. I'm super vanilla, though. I'm super bland and boring when it comes to, like... People are like, what, like... Like, what's your king? Like, what's your fetish? I'm like, dude, I don't know, man. What do you want from me?
I just like to get laid.
Dude,
I'm not.
Regular sex is fine.
Fine.
She wants to get on top every now and then.
Did you watch the new season of Mindhunter?
Mm-mm.
Oof.
Mm-mm. I don't like that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like that stuff. It's too perverse and weird and,
yeah.
like, I don't know, man. It just gets
yeah.
to, the older I get, the more sensitive I get to stuff like that.
Yes. Yes.
And you have kids now, so
yes.
it's a whole different ballgame for you.
Yes.
My mom said when she had kids,
no
she couldn't watch horror movies anymore,
right.
any, like, serial killer stuff. It was, like, out.
But especially that, like, I was audibly making sounds when we were watching it last night. It makes, like, what, like...
What kind of sounds?
There's nothing...
What kind of sounds?
Like,
what kind of sounds?
Like that.
Some
you know,
ASMR stuff.
Elegant
if you guys,
sounds.
If you guys want to fund Christy's YouTube channel...
and he didn't get why I was making sounds because there was nothing like gory or gross going on, but it's just like, I mean, there definitely was,
right.
but that's not what I was making sounds about. It's like, these are real people who did these things. What's way scarier than any horror movie is the fact that there's actual psychopaths in the world that do this real stuff.
Real stuff, right. You don't need to watch a horror movie where you just turn on the news.
With your broke-ass brain.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't understand. Like,
ugh.
It's like, yeah, I can't watch that stuff because, like, those are your neighbors.
Right.
You know what I mean? You watch
right.
the Mindhunter shows and, like, you can watch, like, Nightmare on Elm Street and get a little creeped out, but it's like...
Right.
But then you watch, like, these, like, podcasts about, like, real-life, like, sociopaths, and, like, I
yeah.
can't listen to that.
Yeah, terrifying. And there's a scene where, like, his wife kind of, like, gets a hint of something but brushes it off of something else, and then, like...
This
like,
is Bundy,
he's just
right?
living...
Is this the Ted Bundy?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I think it's supposed... They haven't said it yet.
I think it's supposed to be
the Unabomber, right?
I think it's supposed to be Ted Bundy, right? Because he's got a chick, right? But she's starting to get wind of, like, him, like, killing other, like, being, like, off.
I super don't know.
Okay, all right.
But the fact is that whoever this person is, like, is living at home with a woman who has no idea.
No clue, right?
That all of this stuff is going on. And when she gets, like, a little glimpse, it's like, oh, you know, like writes it off as this or that. I don't know. The whole thing grosses me
out. That is so, like, how dumb of a woman. Like, how dumb do you have to be? Like, I could, like I texted, like, a girl one time, like, as a, like, a coworker, my ex-wife, like, hey, who are you texting? Like, could you imagine, like, going off and murdering people? Like, what? How does she, like, women are very intuitive. They know what's going on at all times. She just didn't want to know.
Right. But what I'm saying is like, if you catch your husband jerking off to some weird porn,
right,
your first instinct isn't going to be, I bet he's murdering a million women. You know what I mean? I bet that he's right, murdering sure, multiple women.
Sure. But he's probably gone a lot. Owns a van.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hints. You know what I mean?
I suppose putting multiple things together.
Why are you wearing a fake cast when your arm isn't broken? Right. You know what I mean?
Well.
Right, isn't that what he did? He wore like a fake cast and he would be like, hey, can you help me get this in the van? And they and then he would push him in.
Oh, really?
I know way too much about Ted Bundy than I should.
I know.
Yeah, he would wear like, I took like classes in community college. Shout out to
about
Quadzi. About like psychology classes and serial killers and stuff. Yeah, and that's what he would do. He would have like a he would have a fake cast on and like be struggling to put, and like, oh my god, you need help, and then he would just shove him in.
Yeah. One of the things that they were starting to talk about on the show was how like a lot of the ways that they got people to do what they wanted to do was just by simply like very simply asking the people, and because people are so afraid of like confrontation or whatever, like they just kind of like if you're asking small, like, let's like follow me over here, close that door, lock it. Like if you keep it in short things, people don't like
really
like, okay, like I guess I'll just go over here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just because we're such a polite society of people.
Yeah, that makes sense. There was a line from oh god, what was the movie? What was the girl? Oh yeah, it was the girl who plays with stuff, right? The girl who like the spider webs and the girl who kicked the hornet's nest. The girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yeah.
There's a line in it where they figure out who the serial killer is.
Okay.
And he invites him into the house and he ends up like getting knocked out, like tied to a chair, and he looks at him, he's like, you knew who I was, but you still came in anyways because you didn't want to be rude. You know what I mean? And he's like, now he's like tied to a chair, like about to die.
Right.
So it's like that interesting, like we don't want to like rock the boat. And it's like,
Yeah.
Okay. There's a couple of Ted Bundy stuff on Netflix right now, which I have not seen.
Okay.
There's like one called The Bundy Tapes.
Yeah.
And then there's like an actual like where an actor portrays, and I can't.
Yeah.
Like your husband always wants me to listen to that last podcast on the left.
I know.
I just can't do it.
No, I can't do it either.
I can't be driving. Like I drive a lot for gigs. I can't be in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
Listening about some dude murdering people and leaving them in the desert. Like I gotta stop for gas soon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
God.
Exactly.
He recommended it to me, and I was like, oh, I'll give it a shot. I was like, no, absolutely, I can't.
No, he always tries to tell me about what this week's episode is about.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'd listen if I wanted to know.
If I wanted to know
the details of that, I'd just listen.
These shows couldn't be more opposite.
Right.
Have your husband listen to Fossil the Podcast. Be uplifted. You get advice at the end.
Yeah.
Right? He had me, I forgot where I was. I was like driving from like Texas to California or something. It was like,
you were in the middle of the desert.
It was
all
like
alone.
The Night Stalkers. And it was like a three-parter. And I was like on part two. And I was like, shut it down. I can't.
Let's not.
Which I do like, I do realize the last couple of episodes, I have sound like the most boringest person in the entire world.
Have you?
Last week I went on a tangent about how I don't like doing crazy stuff.
Right.
And I used hiking as an example. Which probably I was over embellishing the fact that I just like I have a routine and I do things. I don't, I got some emails and some messages from people. I'm not afraid of hiking, okay? I hike, I camp, I've done all that stuff before. I'm just saying if my ideal situation is not to do that.
Well, you went on a big tangent. I think that the point you were just trying to make is that you're not super outdoorsy.
Exactly. That was the only point I was trying to make.
Like right in, because Christy says my life is boring. I'm not at all. I was just letting you know that hiking and skydiving weren't the same thing.
Right.
If you don't to camp, that's super your prerogative.
It popped into my head and I just said it. And if anybody wants to go hiking, I'll go hiking with you. I just like, you know, I just don't, there's other stuff. It's a thousand degrees outside all the time.
It is.
I just...
It is.
But people were like, stop being so boring. And then, but some people were like, really nice. I got a really nice message that, we're using my phone to record. so I can't read it. It was very nice. It was like, how dare you say you're not adventurous? We follow you on social media and you're literally in a new state every week and you're following your dreams and you're not working a 9-to-5. Like, I think that you are pretty adventurous and you should cut yourself some slack just because you don't like to hike.
Right.
And then it said, that's white people shit anyways. I was like, yes. See? Somebody gets me. But that made me feel good. I was like, yeah,
it's
like, I'm
so
doing the deal.
True.
I'm having
it's
a pretty
so
good life.
True.
I'm a bass player now, you know?
Putting 100% of your business out there in the world.
I'm there, like, I just drove back from Fresno. Like, literally.
What about that?
Drove all through the night. Not all through the night, it was a few hours, but,
right.
You know, it's like I could have clocked in, you know, I could, like,
right.
be in bed early because I got to go work at
whatever
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah, you're just fine.
I had a show in Fresno last night. A dude tipped me $100 after my set. Right? Just came up to me like he was the mayor of Fresno.
Maybe he was.
What did the come over with the hand, like, hey, right. hey, like, summon, like, didn't come to me.
Right, of course not.
I was like, hey, what's up,
mayor
man?
Mayor of,
like,
Fresno doesn't stand for
right.
anyone.
To let you know, we had a really good time tonight. Handing me $100 bill. I was like, get some gas on your way home tonight. I was like, that is so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I got no gas. I'm on E right now, but it was cool.
Got a lot of fast food though.
I did. So we had jokingly said, last week, not joking, but I was like, hey, I'm boring. Send me stuff to do to be unboring.
Great.
And that was fun. Going through those messages was real real fun. Thanks, guys. Thanks for taking it so seriously. Really appreciate it. One said, get a neck tattoo. I'm like, cool. That's what I just said. I don't like to hike. I want to jump in to get a spider web on my neck.
A nice neck tattoo.
But I thought a new tattoo was a good one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So I'll do that.
Yep.
I'll do that. What else is... Oh, my God.
How were you when you got your tattoo? Were you... Okay.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, you don't know?
No.
Oh, my.
Exactly how I imagined. Exactly
maybe
what I
worse.
Picture in my head
maybe
is
worse.
How you
maybe
is
worse.
How you were.
Yeah, maybe worse.
Okay.
Whatever you're thinking, like... listen.
Yeah. No. Nope.
Just listen.
I'm good.
So...
I got it.
Okay. I held it together. Here's the thing. I was last. There was four of us. Okay. And I was the last.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Everyone went before me. And also, I was the only one who hadn't had any tattoos.
Okay.
So, this is my first one.
I'm going to let you tell this whole story.
Okay.
Ready? Go.
So the whole day, like, so it's my brother, his wife. You want me to tell the story?
Mm-hmm.
It's my brother, my baby brother,
mm-hmm.
his wife,
mm-hmm.
My girlfriend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We go to, it's my brother's 30th birthday.
Yep.
He flies from Texas to LA.
That's a nice thing to do.
Very nice. We go to Universal. We go to Harry Potter Land, right? Get wands. We have
yep.
butterbeer.
Yep.
And then we go and we all get Deathly Hallows, Harry Potter tattoos afterwards.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm the only one that doesn't have any. My brother's literally getting his, like, on his chest plate. His chick is getting it, like, on, like, their shoulder. Like, it's just... And I'm sitting there, and, like, now, like, the anxiety is, like, building, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's building and because I don't know what to expect. I'm 30-something.
You just watched three other people.
I did
go
watch.
Through it.
But they already had tattoos.
So
they knew what to expect. I didn't know what to expect physically.
Okay, okay, okay.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
And so I sit down, and they start doing it, and I realize it's not bad.
Right.
Like, it's fine.
Right, right, right.
But I've had so much adrenaline and anxiety built up that it had nowhere to go.
So you started shaking.
Yeah, my body just started physically shaking.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Okay.
That was fine. I said, hey, can you stop for a second? I gotta go outside. You said, sure.
Right.
I went outside, I got some fresh air.
Yeah.
And I came back in and my legs were like just kind of like if you were on a flight and like...
Yeah.
And so it was just kind of like a little, like a little rocking motion.
Okay.
But it ended up being fine.
That's not bad.
I didn't cry. That's I didn't freak out. I just didn't have anywhere to displace the adrenaline.
Right.
It was a fight or flight. My legs were like literally running. Like running in the chair.
Like a cartoon where the legs start going.
Exactly. Exactly. And shout out to oh my God, what is
who
it?
Did that?
Captain Dave. Captain Dave Captain at Studio Dave. City.
Oh yeah.
Tattoo.
Yep.
Who was super patient, super nice. We started talking about music. He started playing me stuff from his band. We ended up becoming friends, but
awesome.
So yeah. So and there was something else on the list someone had sent me. I forgot. I tried to write it down, but none of them were helpful. None of them were good.
No thanks to everyone. Uh-uh. Thank you. Uh-uh. But I bet they were funny.
There was something super on my mind that I wanted to talk to you about.
What would you like to talk about, Justin?
There was something that you brought up. Oh, I remember what it was. Oh my God. I kind of want to save it to next week though. I got a really cool listener email, but I want to...
We said we weren't going to do that anymore.
No, but it's not... Should we do it now then?
Yes.
Okay.
Listener emails come first, Justin.
My thing is I wanted to print it up and have it verbatim as it was brought to me, but I can try to remember. It was...
Oh, no. We're going to do it next time.
I can give you the gist of it.
Okay.
The gist is pretty... I guess it is timely, but the gist of it was they really liked your advice on the... what we talked about last week.
Uh-huh.
About how to find... For guys and girls to find... Your match. Ideal match is to make a list of what you're looking for, right?
Nope.
No? That's not what we talked about?
Must have.
Must have, right. Yeah. Right.
Deal breakers.
Must haves and deal breakers.
What you're looking for is a whole other list, Justin. That's very important.
No, so must haves and deal breakers.
That's right.
Okay, so she can't this, that, this, and she does it. And they check the boxes, and if she doesn't, or I say she because but he or she doesn't do that, then, okay, you're able to walk away. This is not what I'm looking for because it's not on the list.
Right.
Right? So this person was very impressed with it. And so we sent, basically it was an email to you and it said, and I guess I could weigh in on it too, but it said, so I met a girl and she clicks the boxes that we were talking about. Mm-hmm. She's really cool and we've been talking and I recently pulled the trigger and asked her out and she hasn't responded yet.
Okay.
And basically the question was, what kind of response can I send her after a while to like re-engage her or get her to remember, to get her to respond? And I have an answer to that, but I would like for you to...
You want me to answer first?
I don't, it's up to you.
You can go ahead.
My response?
Mm-hmm.
I would never speak to that person ever again. So I don't know if this is the advice that he's looking for.
Okay.
So I may be the wrong person to ask.
Okay.
If I ask someone out,
yes,
we're talking and we have rapport and we're flirting, and I get what I perceive as a green light to ask someone out,
right?
And I ask them out, and I get zero response,
right?
I'm sorry, but I'm done.
Okay.
That 100%. That is just how I am. There's no trickery that I want to respond with. There's no like funny like, hey, silly girl, did you not see, you know, she saw it.
Right.
So, and I'm not trying to be super harsh.
Right.
But that's going to be a no for me, dog. I'm out.
I agree.
No way! Stop! Really? You agree with me?
I agree.
Holy shit.
What I would say...
This is a Foster the Podcast exclusive.
I do agree, and that is, I was trying to think of my, I was trying to pick my wording.
I gotta take a sip
but
of this.
But if you ask someone out and they say no or deflect the question, mm-hmm, or say like, yeah, maybe sometime and don't give you an answer,
yep,
or if they just disappear altogether, that is an answer.
Mm-hmm.
And it means that that's not the person that you're looking for.
Right.
Because... even if you say something and to sort of urge them into going into the situation, that's the precedent you've set for the relationship.
Yeah.
If they're not super excited about the prospect of going on a date with you, then they don't understand what you're about. They don't get how special you are, and you got to go find somebody else who gets it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
There's someone out there for everybody. It is really hard to stomach the fact that some people just aren't going to get your shit. Mm-hmm. As much as you might like them, they just might not understand.
Or
and
they
there
do.
Will all and there will be other people who are like,
right.
This
or they do
awesome.
Like you, or they are interested in you, but they don't want that in their life right now, or they've started seeing somebody else that you don't even know about, or they're, you know, whatever. We don't know. We
right.
never know. But to be like, okay, I asked this person out, and they just never, if they said like, oh, maybe, or oh, that sounds fun, maybe, like, whatever, whatever, but just zero response, that's a clear answer to me.
My addendum is if this is someone that you've known for a long time and you really enjoyed talking with them, if after a certain amount of time, or if you really and truly feel like you can say, all right, that's not what they want. This isn't where they were going with our relationship. They clearly just wanted to be my friend. And here's the kicker with that.
Mm-hmm.
You are truly able to just be friends with someone if you can think about them moving on with somebody else mm-hmm. and it doesn't affect you.
Right.
If you're willing to be somebody's friend and watch them date someone else, then you're definitely...
Yeah.
ready to be their friend.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not willing to sit back and watch them date other people instead of you, mm-hmm. then that means that your intention is not to be their friend and you're just kind of sticking around until they,
right.
you know, come
yeah.
your way.
And we've brought that up on the podcast before, or like where we're talking about like, yeah, we're going to be friends after the breakup. And it's like, okay, well, that's fine. Yeah, of course you can do that. But there's got to be that time that passes,
right.
right? If you meet up with like your ex immediately after the breakup and like,
right.
they pull out their phone, right?
Right.
At coffee. If
right.
your first thought is like, yo, who are they texting? It might be too soon to meet up.
It is.
Right?
It is so, too soon.
Yeah, yeah.
It is too soon.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you could truly be happy for them to move on and find their perfect person.
Ugh, I don't want any of my exes to find their perfect person. I'm kidding. Don't look at me like that. I'm totally kidding.
That's terrible. There are certain people, I think that everyone has a person or maybe two or whatever where like it's just you were never friends. It was never meant to be friendship.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing between you was romantic
mm-hmm.
and it's just not ever going to be a friendship.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. 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 So that would be my like as far as like any like. Or, hey, maybe not, like, any sort of, like, backtracking to that text. I just don't think that any response makes you look good. Or B, if she does, or he, if it's this applies as a woman. But if that person that you're texting doesn't respond, right, and time goes by, and then you're able to craft that perfect, like, get a response text, right? And then and you get them to go, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, I've been busy, I meant to respond. Whatever you're looking
yeah.
for. It's already like on a bad track.
Exactly.
It's already a bad like start, right?
Exactly.
You had showed me this video recently of God, I forgot what the context was, but we're looking at YouTube videos, and it was a woman who like gives like advice, kind of like what we do.
Yes.
And she said, and I've quoted this like 1,000 times
to
1,000 people. If the person likes you, you'll know. If they don't, you'll be confused. And, dude, like, my jaw.
Anna Akana.
Is that who it was?
Yeah.
Dude, my jaw, like, hit the floor.
Yeah.
I've told that to people. I'm like, hey, dude, my buddy is, like, dealing with this girl right now. He told me this, that. And I told him that. And he was like, God damn it.
Yeah.
He, like, closed his phone. He was like, you're so right. I was like, well,
yeah.
I didn't make that up. But,
yeah.
It,
and it's a sim- it that's
as,
that's
as
the long and short of
simple
it.
Simple as it is.
That's a lot. That's the way that it goes.
Right?
If someone likes you, they will show you,
mm-hmm.
they will fight for you, they will want to be around you, they will be accepting of things, they will make time for you regardless of their schedule, they will
respond to texts.
They will certainly respond to being asked out.
Our phones are in our hand
right.
24/7.
Right. How many times has this person probably posted?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen,
since
we've all been there. Like, I've been there. I've 100%
100%.
Like, asked someone out, seen that they've seen it. Right?
Yeah.
Never respond. And then like an hour later, they've posted something like, oh, so you're on,
you're not
in a ditch somewhere dying.
That should be on everybody's must-have list. When you're writing that list of 5 to 10 things that you must have from another person in order to be happy, one of the things should be, they should be into me.
Mm.
The other person must be into me, not obsessed with you. They don't have to do everything you say. They don't have to want to be, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, but the person should be actively interested in you. That should be a must have, because no one can be happy if the other person doesn't really like them that much or doesn't show an interest.
Yeah. I used to think that, that every relationship had one person who cared about the person more. Right. And then, but then the older I got and like getting into like you realize that it's like an equal partnership and people like I used to think it was like when I was young, like in my 20s and stuff, I always thought it was like a power thing, right? Like whoever like the person the least had the most power in the relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right? Where there's always someone chasing and always someone being pursued.
Right.
And which is a super unhealthy way to date.
Right.
But I think the thing on the list is it's got to be like someone like you guys equally get excited for each other. Right.
Exactly.
Like I'm texting you, you're texting me. It's never like, am I texting too much? Am I not texting? It's just like, it just fits. It's just like perfect.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And people love each other. The way that I show my husband love is different from the way that he shows me love.
Right.
We do different things to show that we care or show that, you know what I mean? To like show interest and stuff like that, which
I'm glad that I brought that up then, because you know, just to hear you say that you agree with me on the show is, you know, worth the... I just winked at the camera. The listeners can't hear me winking, but I am.
Wow.
You know what I
mean? Wow. Oh. It sent out a shockwave that made everyone vomit, even if they're just listening. It's okay.
Oh my gosh, what if people listen to us with the ASVMR fetish?
Ooh. Just don't like this.
Just listen to our good advice. But no, you should text her like in a few days. Just be like, "Hey, yo, did you get my text? ? That's what he should say. Hey, I don't know if you got my last text, but I asked you out. Did you see? No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Did you see it?
Don't do that.
Are you gonna answer me or what?
So no. That's what he should say. You should wait like a month. You should wait a month and be like, so no.
Yes. You wait 2 weeks and you write so dot 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 dot, and then a week later you write no ?
Please. Dude, please do that. Please.
Definitely don't do that.
Do that, screenshot it to me, and
definitely don't do that.
Oh my god.
So my final bit of advice for that is make a list of all the things about this person that made you think that they were the right match for you. Make a list of maybe some of the things that could have been different, like they didn't show me, you know, they didn't show me this kind of interest, or they didn't make time for me, or they didn't, you know, whatever, and then use it as a learning experience and move on. And that it is harsh and it's easier said than done, but that's definitely the best thing you can do. And it just means you're getting closer and closer to the right person.
Woo. Man, we got to, that's supposed to be the end. You're supposed to drop knowledge at the end.
I got so much knowledge.
How do you drop a knowledge in the middle of the episode like that? I have funny news articles that I haven't even gotten to yet. Wow, that's really good. Although I feel like I started dropping the knowledge.
You did.
You did. Pivoted off that.
That's right.
That's
it's true.
Man, I'm it's getting true. Good. Does that mean I'm getting healthier?
Yes.
You're rubbing off on
yes.
me.
Yes. No people pleasing.
No people
using
pleasing.
The fact that somebody else doesn't respond to you to tell you what your self-worth is.
Mm. Man. Look at us.
Adulting is...
Who knew? Adulting AF. How about this? To switch gears. This made me cry laugh today. Terrible tragedy, and I apologize to the families, but I don't think they're listening. So two people were killed in Alaska on a highway. Very sad. It'll probably be on a podcast your husband's listening to tomorrow.
Okay.
But they do the police do a... They do a press conference to talk about the suspect and the leads and the but they do it Facebook Live, but they have the automatic cat filter setting.
What keeps happening with this?
I have no idea. So there's literally
that's not real.
The cop is on.
No.
Yes, it is. The cop is literally with ears and whiskers talking about this thing, and people are tweeting like, yo, your cat filter is on.
I don't... Why does this keep happening?
I don't know.
Why does this keep happening? Everyone needs to learn that this is an unacceptable thing.
Could
you don't
imagine?
Think people are just doing it for more views? You don't think
the police?
This is a... I don't know.
I don't
it's
know.
It's some, like,
I don't know.
News station that's, like, needs a bump in ratings and
well,
so
it was Facebook Live. It was direct from the police press conference to the internet. Right? So I don't think that they're, like, having meetings about, like, how can we bump up our brand You know what I mean?
And they're just trying out different filters to see which one's the best.
Yeah. Could you imagine, like, watching the news to find out about your dead relatives and the detective has got...
No one's manning that camera. Everyone's on one side of the camera in that whole room. No one's checking.
What it looked like
we
was a phone.
We checked this camera 40 times.
Right, we
do. Before we started.
Right, exactly.
What if we had a cat filter right now?
It would be amazing.
What if you go back around and you realize that we both have, like big lashes and heart halos? And I'm sitting here talking all the trash.
All the shit. Could you imagine being, like, watching that news conference, though? And they're just talking about your family members who just died.
No!
They stick out their tongue and you start throwing up rainbows. Two people were tragically killed today. The cat filter. The picture that people screen grabbed was hilarious. They were like, yo, your cat filter's on right now. You're
right. Can we do over, please?
Let's do that again. It's the deer. It's the sexy deer. Sorry about your loss. Our condolences from here at the state troopers.
So sexy deer.
Oh my god. What else happened?
Your jobs, everyone.
What else happened this week? There was a oh yes, this is a great one. This is no one died in this one. Someone was fired. A TSA agent in Rochester, New York was fired. Did you see this?
Nope.
She was fired because she was caught on video handing a handwritten note to a passenger that says, "You ugly." There's video surveillance that he had pulled after he was obviously very offended. They pulled video and he posted it to YouTube over the weekend of him walking through security. The TSA agent handing him a piece of paper, him thinking it was like his boarding pass or something, he drops, said thank you, and he's walking off, and she goes, "Are you gonna read the paper?" And so he on camera, he looks at it, and it just says,
You ugly.
Like, what?
But how come, though?
I have no idea.
Because he ugly.
I guess. Could you imagine that's how you lose your job? Like, I'm looking at your work history here.
Is that a dare?
Said you used to work at the airlines. What happened there? Oh, well, let me tell you.
Sometimes people gotta know.
Sometimes people ugly.
And to pass a note and to wait for them to read it? Like, just say it then. Why'd you create evidence?
Cover your mouth so the camera doesn't see it.
You ugly.
Did you say something, Becky?
Sorry.
Nah. Handwritten. Like, she took the time. You know how ugly you have to be for someone to take the time to grab a pen and paper?
But, like, because she's, like, TSA agent / supermodel?
Oh, no, she was not at all. Oh, is that... is that sarcasm? Right. She probably, like, it was like, I really want to get fired. What is the quickest way to get fired right now?
Right. She had already said it to 5 people and it wasn't taking, no, so she's like, all right, here.
People aren't listening to me.
No one is helping me out with this. I'm trying to get this unemployment. I've got to get fired.
That is, it's like the people that are supposed to be watching for terrorists and bombs or passing notes to... You ugly.
Using a 1 to 10 rating system on everyone who walks through. You know what's off-putting about that is that they see all your nakey bits when you walk through the little scanner thing.
Oh my god.
I'd like to see some of the other notes she wrote.
It's just her phone number. Right? Yeah.
She just draws an eggplant.
Give her the purple marker. Trying to do like the water emoji. It's like, it's like that dude. It's like he's like late for his flight, probably having a rough day, long travel day. It's like,
right.
Okay.
Right. And
thanks.
Right.
Barely, he complained to the supervisors. The supervisors, I guess, didn't really do anything. And so he went and, I guess, lawyered up. And was like, hey, maybe we pull that footage of her not only handing me the note, but making sure I read the note in front of her. Yeah. You ugly.
Wow. Wow.
So. Ooh, boy. And then I had one more that I, oh, I had one more that I sent to you. Do you want to pull that up?
Sure.
That
was
my, that's my hero of the week, by the way. This lady.
I can't.
Is the headline a lady?
Woman puts octopus on face, comma, ends up in hospital.
No, that's weird. I wonder what happened. She was doing like a fishing tournament
you
or something.
You put some wild ass shit on your face and you didn't think that you were going to end up in the hospital?
Something from the ocean?
She was in a fishing contest and part of the fishing contest was a picture contest, right. Which clearly goes hand in hand.
Yeah, right. This is the bass that I caught or this is the, you know, you want to take a picture of the big fish that you caught.
So she picked up an octopus and yep. stuck it on her face.
Mm-hmm.
And then it latched onto her, stuck its beak out.
I didn't know they had beaks. Did you know they had beaks?
Yes.
Okay.
Bit her in the face twice. That's how they eat.
Oh, I don't know.
Like, anyways, everyone can look it up. From the center, it looks like a butt, and then it opens
yeah.
up, and then a little beak comes out.
I did not know that.
And eats all their stuff.
I thought it was like a suction thing. I thought they, like, pulled stuff in.
Gotcha.
Oh, God.
Gotcha.
Because it said she bled profusely for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And so yeah. I was like...
They had professionals look at the octopus and they either of the two types that it could have been are poisonous. So they strike and then it gives you venom that stuns whatever they're trying
right.
to eat and then they eat through whatever it is. But this just got in her face. And there was a video of her doing it and she's like, yeah, I guess in retrospect it wasn't a very good idea. I would like to know exactly how many Natty Lights it takes... For you to reach down into the water.
Natty Light is the official beer of octopus face.
And stick. I mean, it is, though.
100%.
And
they probably sponsor the whole fishing tournament.
Yeah.
Apparently she was like, oh, I'm not catching any good fish. How can I win the competition? So she looked and she saw an octopus and goes, this'll be funny. Stuck the octopus onto her face.
Yeah.
And then the octopus attacked as...
Yeah.
Right. It was probably like yep. born to do.
Yep.
And then she started freaking out.
Yep.
See, do you guys want me to be more adventurous? You know what I mean? Like, this is what happens when people are adventurous.
This is what happens. If you're a couple beers deep or, I don't know, you've been in the sun all day, you've had lack of sleep, if your
right.
judgment is impaired in any way and you see something and you think this is going to be funny, I want everyone to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Count to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Repeat what you're about to do out loud.
To at least, like, someone that's not in your group.
Yes.
Right? Because we've all been drinking. We have that friend that'll co-sign on our bullshit.
Right.
You gotta run it by a stranger first.
Do it. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'll film it.
Nancy, stick it on your face.
I'll film it. I'll put a cat filter on it.
What I love is that there's multiple pictures that, like someone just kept taking... As it latched on, someone just kept taking pictures. Time for new friends. Time for new friends, as she's like.
I didn't think about that. Instead
getting
of putting
the phone in the nose.
Instead of putting the phone down to help, they're just like, click, click,
zero
click.
People ran to her
Come
aid.
On. Oh, how do you do portrait mode on this? She's like, can you guys help?
Picking out filters. Do it with a cat filter.
It's already posted online before she gets help.
Yeah.
How did you hashtag it? I'm dying. That's
oh,
funny.
Man.
That is funny. You got to go to the captain, the co-captain,
right.
somebody else. Big. Here's what I'm thinking.
Right.
Listen, I've been drinking a lot.
Right.
There's
We're octopus. Deep into this day.
There's an octopus over there. What would happen if I put it on my face for a picture?
Is that going to be funny?
The captain goes, oh yeah, you'd be fine. Get your picture.
Right.
If they're like, miss, no.
Madam.
Beaks.
Beaks. They have beaks.
They explain it to you.
Yeah.
You go, oh yeah, okay, maybe.
Oh my gosh. The fact last week, by the way, that you posted the actual picture of the udder with the ring
did
on
like
it,
that?
I did not like it. I did not like it. There was no warning that a picture was coming. I did not like it.
I got so many messages of people who loved it. They were like, that should have been the first. You should have led with that picture.
No, don't lead with that picture.
And I was like, oh, maybe I should have. So last week we did a story about a guy who proposed to his wife with a, he put the engagement ring on a cow's udder, and I actually found the photo, and on the video on Instagram, it's the very last image.
It is haunting.
It was
like
their
the
good.
Momo face, like you can't unsee it. You know what I mean? Like yes. It's just nightmares for weeks.
It was on there thick too. He did a really good job.
He really got it on
he
there.
He got on there. Someone messaged and said, the poor cow probably thought it was getting engaged. Oh my god. People are savages. Yeah, that's our advice. That's our advice. If you're 10 Natty Lights in,
yeah,
and you have an idea that just pops into your head, just run it by a few people first. Stop.
Just
count to 10.
Take a breath.
Think about it for a second.
Yeah.
Whenever it's like, hey, this would be funny for a picture, the outcome is probably always going to be tragic.
Right.
Right?
Right. Yeah. I don't even need you to ask someone else. I just need you to count to 10 and then, like, say it over to yourself again. Give your brain, like, time for natural, like, fear that's, like, ingrained in us.
Right.
To, like, that might kill me. Like, I need that thought to be able to possibly come to the surface. Maybe you're all good and it's fine.
Probably gonna be fine.
You know, I'm not here to judge your life, but just maybe something will be like, eh. What if it bites you?
Right. What if it like grabs my throat with its tentacles and doesn't let go?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just, got eight of them.
Just, you know, just give yourself a second.
That's the beautiful thing about alcohol is it silences that.
Right.
It just shuts that down. Yeah. Alcohol just shuts. I'm going to do that. Alcohol comes with a pillow. It's like,
she'll be fine.
I don't know if I should do that. I can't tell you how many times just being drunk, being like, oh, this will be great.
Right.
And then like, you
yeah,
like,
yeah, let's do it.
You look up to your brain for like backup and nothing happens. Like, well, all right.
Here we go. Buckle it.
I remember there was one time like we had like a drinking contest. I think we were playing like Power Hour. Do you remember that?
Oh my god.
Where you take a shot of beer every minute for an hour.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, a shot of beer, like that's like super amateur.
No, that's how you get demolished. That's how you get absolutely demolished.
I remember, I think I like blacked out and I woke up.
I always blacked out.
I came to and I was in the green room of a club drinking with the band Alien Ant Farm.
That's like the best outcome of that game I've ever heard before. That is not generally kids. That's not how that game ends.
That's a thing that happens.
That's not how that game ends. It's not how it ends whatsoever.
You just come to me like, what?
What's up, guys?
What's happening right now? Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Holy shit. Okay.
Okay.
How are we doing on time? There's something you had brought up that I don't. It's just too heavy to get into today.
Is it?
Can we save it for next week?
Sure.
There's a thing that you wanted to talk to about spirituality, which I really want to get into, but I kind of want to do some research on it. You said you want to talk about.
And how about, and if anyone has any experience of this, write in and let me know. I wanted to discuss like people of like significantly different spiritual backgrounds, how that works in a relationship and marriage and stuff like that, if it can work in a relationship. And I don't mean like I'm Methodist and he's Protestant.
Right.
I meant like if one of you, like, you know, a massive difference.
One's an atheist
difference.
And one is not.
Right.
Or, yeah, that's super interesting. I kind of want to like ask around and do my research on that. And I'd love to talk about that next week. There's a couple of things too that I had. Oh, we still want to talk about like when does sex drop out in a relationship?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's
about
right.
What the time frame and like what are things that you can do to bring that back up.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff that we got to get to. We can record next week, right? I'm
of
going
course.
To New York. So I'm going to be there Wednesday through, I'll be back Sunday. Can we record Sunday night?
Yes, we can.
And I can tell you guys all about my New York trip.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited.
Let's do that.
Mr. No Adventurous is going to be going to New York next week. So whatever. What should I do on there?
Who are you saying whatever to? You made that whole thing up yourself.
That's right, you're right.
You called yourself boring. I never...
You're right. Who am I mad at right now?
Who are you? I told you sewing.
Oh my god, okay.
For the love.
All right.
What
have you heard my stomach growling the entire podcast?
Are you hungry?
I am so hungry. I'm going to eat. so good right now.
That bubble water didn't fill you up for the podcast?
Our sponsor, LaCroix, did not fill me up for the podcast.
You're not.
I'm gonna go eat. I had a Beyond Burger last night.
How was it?
It was really good.
Was it?
It was really good.
Nice.
It was really nice. Yeah. Who knew Fresno was so hip with with their vegan meats?
Yep.
It was really nice. Zero carb bread, Beyond Burger, and spicy jalapeno pickles or something. It was a really nice meal.
Nice.
And a cherry lime LaCroix. Okay. So you guys are amazing. Thank you for coming over.
Yeah.
And doing it. Check us out. If subscribe to the show if you haven't already. If you're hearing this, you probably already subscribed. Tell someone else to subscribe to the show.
Yeah.
And then Instagram at Justin Comic will put up some clips from this, and you can go back to last week's and see the cow udder if you want to. All right, that's it. We got a lot to talk about next week, so we'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.